Hello. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author, speaker, and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. I like to say that surrender is simply doing God's will, His way, all the time. And so glad that you come in each and every week into the Surrender Break Room. And as I always tell you, this is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. So you know when we hang out on Mondays that this is our time for us as leaders to come together and just have a conversation so that you have a space where you can grow. No judgment, just all learning and growth that can happen here. So I'm hoping that by the end of this particular session that you are encouraged and really ready to move and do whatever it is you are assigned to do in a really powerful and meaningful way. So each and every week, you know, I come in with some different topic, and I have something really unique for you all today, like really unique. Like, I don't know that I have talked about this at all. So I want to talk specifically about coaching, or maybe I should say generally about coaching, and then more specifically about personality coaching. So some of you who hang out with me, you're in my audience. When I say the word personality, who do you think of first? Yes, Karen Ward. Yes, you do. You think of Karen Ward from Beyond 2 LLC. And if you're new to this, you're really going to enjoy this conversation. So Karen Ward, first, is my friend, and we've known each other for quite a long time, at least 12, 13 years, something like that, maybe even longer. And we first were connected because she was mentoring a teens group, young ladies group, and we met because I was going to be the kind of psychological expert kind of thing, and we ended up staying connected and just have been connected ever since. And we've both evolved over time in our respective ministries, and Karen's definitely connected with us in ministry because she's one of the board members of Surrender 365 Inc. But she, in her own right, she's doing some amazing things. So one, she is a advanced certified personality coach and trainer, and she also does work with individuals, with couples, whomever, families, whatever you want for her to do. And she also, again, does lots of trainings. She does personality parties, so that might be something you want to connect with her on. And then she has a nerve to also be a student, you all. So doing all that amazing ministry stuff with Beyond 2 LLC, and then actually is in school, really persevering and getting it done because she just believes God has called her to that. And then she's a wife and she's a mom, so she's just doing some amazing things. So I thought it would be fantastic to bring her in today because, again, wanting to talk about coaching, and I think sometimes as business owners, we neglect to take that extra step to bring our business to the next level. And coaching is one of those things that really can bring your business to the next level. So I'm going to tell you a little bit, in a little bit more of the benefits of coaching, but I want to first introduce my friend, Karen Ward. How are you?
Hey, Celeste, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you're here with us. And if I left anything out of your bio, please make sure you include that in our conversation today. But just so glad again that you're here. We're going to be talking about this very important topic and all that good stuff. So personalities could be a buzzword for a lot of different ways people might approach or look at personalities. But could you tell us briefly, you know, about the personalities, what they are, and, you know, kind of like a little bit about each?
Okay. I'd love to. I actually fell into this whole personality thing years ago when I was had a mentoring program for teen and young adult women, and I was also involved in an adult mentoring program, which was like coaching, that would help me to understand who I was as a person, but also how I interacted with other people. So I started to do some research, and I found this book called Personality Plus, and that book talked about our individual personalities and how we're born with our personalities. So it's exciting for me to be able to share this with you because I've been doing this for years, and I think we've known each other longer than 10, 13 years.
I think so, too. That's why
it's probably more like 16 years. Yeah, it's been a long time. It's been a long time. But as I started to learn about personalities, I became certified and then advanced certified. So I could help other people understand their own personality styles, but also the personality styles of their family members, the people they interact with in business and personally. So there are four personality styles. There are two extroverted personality styles and two introverted personality styles. Now, they have technical terms. Their extroverts are called sanguines and cholerics. The introverts are called melancholies and phlegmatics. But I kind of renamed them a little bit just for the podcast to make it easier for people. The extrovert, I call one extrovert, the sanguine, I call them the creative, because they're very creative personality styles. They are big picture thinkers. They're fun. They love to incorporate fun in everything they do, including work. And then we have the choleric, which I would call the strategic personality style. This personality style is a born leader, a mover and a shaker, and is very strategic about how they run business. And then we have the introverted personality styles. And the introverted personality styles are the phlegmatic and the melancholy, which I renamed the phlegmatic to the adaptable personality style. That personality style is cool, calm, collected, and it's easy to adapt to whatever is going on. They don't react to the stressors in business. And then I have the fourth and final personality style and the second introverted personality style, and that is the perfect melancholy or the melancholy personality style, which I call the well-rounded personality style. That person is very compassionate and thoughtful and thinks about everything as it relates to the business and the impacts of decisions made on businesses. So those are the four personality styles. If I didn't say it before, the extroverts get their energy from people. So those are the people that usually are in sales or training or education, things of that nature. And then the introvert gets their energy from within. And those are the people that are behind the scenes in business. There are also people organizing businesses and structuring things. So that kind of gives you a kind of a broad stroke of the personality.
Exactly. Exactly. And of course, people can learn more from your website, beyond2llc.com, which will be awesome if they want to, you know, delve into a little bit more. You have a personality assessment there, all of that good stuff that we could actually make sure we plug at the end of the broadcast. But thank you for giving that. I love that. Like, and I love the different names you gave it that are so similar to what those personalities are like. So let's just jump right in, because we're talking about coaching. And I want to first just highlight the benefits of coaching. So I was looking at some statistics the other day, and I saw some statistics from the International Coach Federation. And they said that, or at least their findings are that when people use business coaches, they can increase their net income. So that's enough for people to say, hallelujah, let me go run and get a coach. And, right. And they can increase their net income by like 46%, which is amazing. And then they did also find also, though, that 42% of organizations don't use a coach at all, don't use business coaches. So I thought, okay, that's what makes it an interesting topic, because we got almost half of the people not using them, although there's so much value in using a coach. So, for example, one of the things they saw, or some of the things, information they gathered from people who were using coaches, is they said 70% accepted business coaching as very valuable. 62% developed a more intelligent goal-setting process. 12% confide in their coaches more than anyone else. Like, wow. Some said 57% said that having a coach lowered their feelings of anxiety. 52%, over half of who are using a coach, said it gave them more confidence. So obviously, there's just so much benefit of using a coach. I've used a coach in the past. But I wanted to talk specifically about personality coaching, Karen, and why people might benefit from having someone who could help them with their personality. So from what I understand about personality and maybe even personality coaching, is that one of your goals that you have when you work with people is to help them to be in better relationship with themselves. Well, God first, obviously, then with themselves, and then with other people. Does that sum it up, or would you add to that?
That's a great way to sum it up. Yeah, so in order for you to have any kind of fruitful relationship with God, with self, with others, you have to first understand who you are, right? You have to understand how God created you. And so we were born with our personalities, And if we're born with our personalities, it is the lens by which we view the world. So if we use our personalities are the way we see people and how we see ourselves and how we see the world, and you don't understand what that is or what your personality is or why you do the things you do, why you say the things you say, why you interact or why you have a reaction to certain people and their personalities, then you're just kind of, you know, fumbling around the world trying to figure things out. The more you understand about your personality, the more you understand about others' personalities, the better you can navigate your relationships in all aspects of your life, and especially in business, right? So business, in terms of business and the benefits, I love that you laid out the benefits of coaching, but the first benefit is understanding, why do I think the way I think? Why do I say the things I say the way I say them? Why do I have the impact on people that I have on them? And that could be positive and negative, you know? So those are some of the reasons why it's important for you to understand your relationships with people, with God first, then with people, and then with yourself. It's important for you to understand that.
Yeah, how you see things, why you do the things you do, why you might say the things you say. And then in the inverse, like in the next 30 seconds, Karen, it also, when you learn that about yourself, how much would you say that being coached in that area helps you to learn so much more about other people?
Oh, absolutely. Because once you understand yourself and you understand the impact that you're having on other people, you can also identify the personality styles and how why other people say and do the things that they do. And it allows you to better interact with people, right? So you don't take for granted that person is saying X, Y, or Z, or you don't get offended because somebody has said something or done something because it's within their personality style that is presenting that way and not necessarily something personal against you.
Exactly. We got to dwell on that just a little bit more right after the break, because that's so good. But you all, I hope you're enjoying this conversation. Isn't this good? Yes, this is our special guest, Karen Ward, today with us, Advanced Certified Personality Trainer. But we do have to take a break, so don't go anywhere, and we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Alondra Brooks, your host at I Am Becoming Podcast Radio. I Am Becoming is what I would call inspirational gumbo. We will talk about becoming from motivational perspectives. This platform will be an information highway for nuggets from the hair industry business to business in general, motivation. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and become with me. I cannot wait to hear from you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens. I am your speaker for the Surrender Break Room, and I just want to come in and ask you a couple of questions. Like, for example, how many times have you heard you need to write a book? How many times have you heard people say, oh, you have such great ideas, or you have so much knowledge? Do you have a book about that? Well, I'm here to help. I have the Book Doula Program, which is a program that's designed to take you from idea to print in just 12 weeks. Can you imagine finally having that book in your hand, holding it with your name on it? I couldn't imagine it some years ago. And now I am the author of 4 books, you guys, because I was willing to take that step and to move forward and to publish that masterpiece that was in my heart. I'm here to help you. So if you have a book in your heart, make sure you check me out at drcelesteowens.com and check out the Book Doula program. Again, it'll take you from idea to print in just 12 weeks. Be blessed. Welcome back, you all. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, and this is the Surrender Break Room for Leaders. And today we're having this great conversation. We're talking about the benefits of personality coaching. Yep, you heard that right. Personality coaching. Hope you've gotten some great benefit from the first segment. And we're back in it again. We have with us our special guest, Karen Ward, Advanced Certified Personality Trainer. And right at the end, she was talking about how when you one of the benefits of personality coaching is to understand yourself, why you think the way you do, why you do certain things the way you do certain things, all of that good stuff. And then as you learn that, then you're better able to tolerate the negative behaviors of others because you understand them better. And maybe sometimes their behavior even isn't as negative as you think. Once you realize what their personality is, it's just who they are and how they be in the world, to quote Ayala Van Zandt, how you be in the world. So then you're able to give people permission to be who they are. So Karen, we didn't tell people what our personalities are. So let's do that for a minute. Then we're going to get into more of the personalities and coaching. So for me, I'll start. My personality is, some people won't guess this right away because you probably might be surprised, but I'm both introverted personalities, believe it or not. I'm a bookworm. I like to stay home and I don't like to be around a lot of people. So I'm melancholy and phlegmatic, or as Karen was related to them today, I'm the well-rounded and the adaptive personality. So the melancholy, the phlegmatic, that's me. What's yours, Karen?
Both extroverted personality styles, so we're complete opposites.
Complete opposites.
I am first a creative, and second, I'm a strategic or a sanguine choleric.
Got you.
I love that. Right, and we work so well together, too, because we learn to balance each other's personality styles, right?
Exactly.
You have extroverts and introverts working together. It could be a great thing or it could be a disaster based on how you see each other. And so that when you were talking about earlier about how we see each other and be able to tolerate, really we're able to really appreciate each other's differences,
like
right?
Because
I wrote a book called Couple for Life, Overcoming Personality Differences in Marriage. And the reason why I use the word differences is and rather than challenges, is because it is about differences. And it only becomes a challenge when you don't understand each other and you are not able to really fully appreciate the differences that we all bring to the table. I mean, clearly, if I'm all extrovert and you're all introvert, that could be a problem in our relationship, right?
But
we understand and appreciate each other's differences and what each person brings to the table. I bring a talkative, outgoing, fun approach. You bring a serious and very intelligent, thoughtful, compassionate approach to the table.
And so when
we look at all those approaches, they can work well together. Or we can, you know, shoot each other. We can shoot each other at the table.
Right, exactly. And that's and part of that shooting at the table kind of thing for me as a well-rounded creative. Or adaptive, so we're on adapt. If it is wanting to,
adaptable,
it is more than adaptable. There you go. It's more of me wanting to change the other person, and that's where it can get dicey for me with those personalities. But once I'm able to receive, and that's what the personality coaching is so great at doing, is helping us to see the differences and appreciate the differences. Like that's the way God made them, and that's okay because we actually can coexist and partner to make the world better. So I love it.
Well,
so
we're all the body of Christ, right? We're all the body of Christ. And so Jesus was all personality styles, all strengths and none of the weaknesses. So that means if he is all personality styles, all strengths and none of the weaknesses, he's showing us as his life, as a model, how we can all be walking in our strengths and not in our weaknesses. And some of the areas in our personalities are weak. You know, we have some weak areas in our personality. For instance, my personality, the creative, talks too much. It's good to talk, but sometimes you talk too much or you overpower the conversation. My personality as the strategic can be very bossy and controlling. So when you recognize that you have those weaknesses, now you have to say, how can I overcome those weaknesses? How can I change those weaknesses? And business coaching can, personality business coaching can help you with that. It can help you to identify what your strengths are and how to enhance those strengths, but also what your weaknesses are and how to overcome those.
Nice. So having said that and giving people an overview of the personalities and giving them some reason or food for thought for why it could benefit them, which personalities would you say are probably more receptive to coaching and maybe which ones probably are less receptive to coaching? So we'll start first with the personalities that are probably more receptive.
So I think the well-rounded personality is really receptive to coaching, which is the melancholy personality style. And the reason why I say that is because they are always self-reflective. They're always the personality that always wants to do things better. Like, how could I be better? How could I do things better? How can my business, grow and flourish? What can we do to achieve? So they're always looking to grow and change and evolve.
That's true.
So they're more open to a coaching aspect of, any kind of coaching, business coaching. Now, the other personality style that would be open to it, and some of these have, drawbacks too. I'll speak about the drawbacks of each of these too. But the choleric also is open to coaching because they want to do anything that will grow their business. Anything that will put them on the top, they'll make them the best of who they are. They'll look to do coaching from that perspective.
And you know what's so interesting? If I could break in right there, because you picked the well-rounded and the strategic, right?
Right.
As probably most receptive to coaching. I actually, in my head, put them as the least receptive to coaching, which is so interesting. But the way you explained, I'm like, okay, you're right. But, the reason I did is because I felt like the strategic is like, I got this. I'm good. I know how to do it. And I thought the well-rounded would be, same kind of deal, but in a different introverted kind of way. Like, I got this. I like to learn by myself. I'm okay. So it's interesting. You went the whole flip opposite direction. I'm like,
The interesting thing about that is that those two personality styles value work above anything. They really value work. They value what they put into the work and what the outcomes of what they, their hard work and dedication does in the workplace. So that is one of the reasons why they would be really open to it. But on the flip side of that, just what you said, those are the drawbacks that depending on the personality, whether they're operating in their weaknesses or their strengths, will determine whether or not they'll be open to it or, to receiving coaching. So the choleric or the strategic is, they think it's my way or the highway. I'm always right about everything. What can you tell me? So you have to prove yourself to that personality style. But once you've proven to them that you have what it takes to help them get their business to the next level, they're very receptive to get your help in terms of coaching.
Nice.
The well-rounded personality style, you have to also prove to them too, because you have to prove that you know what you're talking about, knowledgeable, and that you understand my business, you understand me, you understand my personality, you understand how I operate, and then show me how you can get me to the next level. So their strengths and their drawbacks each of those personality styles. I would say that the adaptable will adapt. Will they reach out for coaching? Probably not.
Right.
But will they adapt to whatever the coaching is? Sure, they will do that. The creative is very creative, and so they will look at coaching as a way to bounce off ideas. Right. They may not take all your ideas, but they'll look at a way that coaching can help them, because they're very creative and they have a lot of great ideas and things of that nature. So they will look to bounce ideas off of a coach. But the creative and the phlegmatic could absolutely use the benefit of coaching, because the phlegmatic, which is the adaptable, that personality style will not, they don't like change.
Correct.
They just feel like if it ain't broke, let's not fix it. And so business coaching speaks to change and evolving. And so they're the least likely to go after it for that reason. Okay.
Ooh, that's
and
good.
Then, right. And then the creative, won't go after it because they don't feel like they need it, because they feel like they have all the great ideas and, you know, well, what are you going to do to really help me? So, and then they have poor follow through. So even if they got the coaching, I'm not sure what they would do with the coaching once they received it.
Right. Absolutely. So that makes a lot of sense. And I, you know, this is helpful too, because when I think about the coaching aspect of a program I have called the Book Doula, it's helping me now, once you're talking about this personality coaching piece, to understand the people who have signed up for the doula program and which ones have really fallen off. You know, they were excited at first and then like, where are you? Where's your book? And I'm thinking some of those were the creative and the adaptable. And I don't even know if the adaptable ever even showed up for the Book Doula program. See, for real. I don't know that any adaptable showed up.
Well, and they're one of the ones who really would need it, because the business coach will hold their feet to the fire in a gentle way, but hold their feet to the fire to say, okay, this is how you can make it happen. You can really get this done, because they're procrastinators. And so they need somebody to help them to build a plan and help them to execute the plan.
That's fantastic. You're absolutely right. I need to partner with you, I think, in some respects, with the Book Doula program, to give them a session of personality training. We got to figure this out, because that would be excellent.
That'll be awesome.
As I think about that, it would be. So we have like another minute. So I was wondering if you just kind of had some pointers on which type of coaching could work good for these personality types, if you have any idea about that, or is it good one-on-one, is good for everybody for the personality coaching?
Well, actually, it's interesting, because in terms of coaching, the creative, which is the sanguine, that personality style would prefer a group coaching.
That's
and
what
because
I would
they will get their yeah, they will get their energy from a group coaching.
Okay.
The other personality styles would benefit more from one-on-one coaching. And I can tell you that the strategic, which is the choleric, that personality style needs a succinct coaching. So they need it to be like 15 minutes or less, half an hour, you know, something short and to the point. Because they don't want to spend a lot of time doing anything other than growing their business. And so they'll spend the time coaching, but it's got to be short and to the point, and they have to know what the deliverables are at the end of the session.
Nice.
The melancholy, which is also the well-rounded, they need a more detailed plan, and they need to know how this is going to affect me over time. And the adaptive needs, the adaptive and the creative both need to have a plan that will outline exactly what they need to do, and they need a continuous follow-up to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do.
Absolutely. Girl, you are helping me to understand my Book Doula program and why some people succeed and others don't. But that last bit right there, they need more follow-up and more detail in general, but then follow-up throughout the creative process makes so much sense. This is so good. I hope the rest of you all are listening and really growing in this conversation of the day. That is so excellent. So we have a couple more minutes of Karen Ward. Don't go anywhere, but you know we have to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m. Welcome back, you all. We are in our last segment, can you believe that, of the Surrender Break Room. And we've just had the most fabulous conversation, right, with the Dr. Karen Ward. She knew I had to say that at least once. My mom says that Karen is her Dr. Karen Ward, so that's what we call her, because she really is the doctor of personality. She knows her stuff and really just love hearing her expertise. And y'all think I was playing? I really was taking copious notes because I'm going to apply many of these things that she said to the program that I host as well. So, but I wanted, Karen, for you to share with the audience maybe a quick testimonial, someone you were working with business coaching, just whatever you want to share. And then after that, take it away, letting people know how to keep in touch with you and some of the products that you have available.
Awesome. So, yeah, so I had a client that was the strategic, which is also called the choleric. And that client had employees who had a hard time really understanding her personality, her leadership style, which was to the point. Like she was, you know, a matter of fact, to the point. If you interrupted her, she was kind of curt and abrasive. Her communication was a strong, assertive kind of a communication, which came off as rude and abrasive. And her people, you know, even though they were loyal to her because her business was a business that was growing, but they really had a difficult time. She had a difficult time keeping people because they didn't want to stay in an environment that felt toxic to them. So we had to really, we had to look at, you know, what is it that the people are receiving from her? How are you communicating to your employees? What does it look like to have an open door policy that people are afraid to come through the door? So we had to really develop some communication changes and the way people would communicate with her and the way she would communicate with other people so that they would feel, you know, able to come in, knock on a door and say, we have this problem, you know, whatever the solution is. But the other thing, I had to have her to take a look at the fact that because people made mistakes didn't mean they were worthless. It just means it was an opportunity for change, for growth, for, you know, them to be able to grow into position and to be able to do it better the next time around. And so there were some things that we put in place, some, you know, some structure that we put in place that allowed her people to be able to come through and to be able to be open and honest with her and not feel like they're going to get their heads cut off their shoulders.
Exactly. And,
yeah, so we really did open that up for people to be able to see her differently and for her to see her employees differently. And they were able to, she was able to retain her employees because she changed the way she saw her employees and she changed the way she interacted with them.
Wow. That's amazing. And again, she could have gone on as she had been going, but I'm so glad that she accessed you, got the personality training, and really started to see some growth in her business. Because like we said at the top of the conversation, there's so much growth that can happen, and it will increase your bottom line. It will increase your profits because people, you know, will work harder for you. They will go to bat for you. And then you also will just develop better work relationships with those that you employ. So I love it, Karen. Thank you so much for sharing that example.
And your people are your greatest commodity.
There you go.
The people that work for you are your greatest commodity. And if you don't know how to treat them and you don't understand them and you don't know how to interact with them and interface with them in a way that is productive, you will lose them. And they will go somewhere else and make somebody else money.
Hello. Love it. So Karen, in the next 30 seconds or so, as we're heading out of the break room, please tell people how they can get in touch with you if they want to seek you for services and some of your products, please.
Okay. So you can reach me at beyond2llc.com. So that's beyondtwollc.com. I'm also, my email is karenward@beyond2llc.com. I am on all the social media networks at beyond2llc. And I offer personality coaching. I also am a trainer, a speaker for your next, you know, upcoming event. As you said earlier, I do personality parties, which is a boatload of fun. So you can do personality parties, but you can also buy my book, which is called Couples for Life, Overcoming Personality Differences in Marriage. So if you have some struggles there, get the book. And I hope to hear from you soon. Thanks, Celeste.
You are most welcome. Thank you. And I do put in the plug in for Couple for Life. Her book, you all, is phenomenally written. You're going to grow so much and even have some laughs throughout it. So just make sure you get a copy of Couple for Life. And Karen, thank you again. This has been a phenomenal conversation. I've grown in this last 30 minutes. So I'm so glad that you were here with us. And you all, don't forget, come back again next week and be sure to share this with someone who you know would benefit. All right, catch you again. Bye-bye.